Alleluia. Hallelujah.
So you should also love one another. This is how you will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This morning I have in my hand a small little penny. Can everybody see it? If you were to see a penny on the sidewalk as you're walking along, would you stop to pick it up? That was a test. Some might stop to pick it up. But most people would probably walk on by thinking, it's hardly worth the effort to pick up a penny. Why? Well, because in our world, the way we think, we're after things much bigger than a little penny. We want a bigger home and fancier cars and a bigger bank account. That's what we want, not a little penny. We don't think much of small things like a poor penny. But God thinks in exactly the opposite way. For him, the small and the insignificant mean a great deal, even a penny. Listen to these examples from the Bible. Psalm 84, verse 11 says, better one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. In other words, one day in church is more valuable than 1,000 days on the beach. One day, better than 1,000. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 30, even all the hairs of your head have been counted by God. Now, it wouldn't take God very long to count all the hairs on my head. You remember how Jesus praises the widow who comes to the temple and puts in 2 small coins, really 2 pennies. In Luke chapter 21, verse 3, Jesus says, this poor widow put in more than all the rest. To Jesus, 2 pennies are worth more than a donation of $1 million. Now that's to Jesus. I'll take your $1 million. And in today's gospel, Jesus says, my children, I will only be with you for a little while longer. A little while longer. Now, you'd think that would make the disciples sad, that they would only have a little time left with Jesus. But if you've been catching on to God's style of saving us, a little means a lot. In other words, even to spend a second with Jesus is worth more than an eternity without him. My friends, try to be more sensitive to small things, and you will see more easily God's style of saving us. Let me give you a few examples. For instance, here at Mass, we receive a very small wafer of bread and a very small sip of wine, hardly enough to wet your whistle. But in it, we also receive Jesus, the Lord of the universe. A little means a lot. A few little words like, I love you, and I forgive you, can heal deep and festering wounds. Words that are barely a breath bring sanity and salvation. Stopping by church for a 5-minute visit with Jesus, just to say hello, Jesus, has infinite value in God's eyes. The intimacy that married couples experience in consummating their love. Now, I've read about this in books. That doesn't last very long. But it can bring a baby into this world who will live forever. A moment's love and embrace causes a miraculous life that's everlasting. A little can mean a lot. Hasn't Pope Francis been teaching us the same style of saving by God by pointing our attention to the poor and to the forgotten? He said so many times, "I want a church that is poor and for the poor." I don't know if Pope Francis would stop to pick up a poor penny on the sidewalk, but I do know he would stop to pick up a poor person on the sidewalk. You've heard the poem, "Find a penny, pick it up, and all the day you'll have good luck." Well, I don't believe in good luck, but I do believe in God's love. And that poor penny is a perfect prophet of God's style of saving us. Maybe that's why it says on the penny itself, "In God we trust." Praise be Jesus Christ. Please stand. Opening our eyes to how God saves us in small ways that make a big difference, we profess our faith. I believe.